And now let's start with you. Can you say your name and spell it for me?
Ari Bradley, A-U-R-Y, and B-R-A-D-L-E-Y.
And you say someone misspelled your name the other day.
Yeah.
Well, I make sure it's good now.
I gave them my full name, that's why.
Good. So tell me, well, what would be your, say, job title for today?
I'd say we're just advocates. Basically, the main thing with this is that we just want to promote school safety. We're advocating for those who have lost their lives, who cannot go to these school functions, who were just at school one day and something happened and they passed away due to violence. It's not fair. It shouldn't be happening. There's too many lives being taken. So we just want the overall message of our schools need to be safer.
So how did this all come about? I know this was about a month ago when the shootings happened, but did you just kind of get the inspiration? Did you find this out that other schools and other places were doing it across the United States?
I think what we found was on social media, as bad as it can be, there are some good things on there. And we found that this was going to be the national day of walkout across our nation. And then Jacksonville School actually did it a couple weeks ago before us. So we decided that we wanted to do it at the college level because a lot of people are thinking that it's only for K through 12, which is not the case. We want K through 12, college, master's, graduate levels, everything. Everyone needs to be safe when going to school. So I'd say social media really influenced us, and then us bringing it to Dr. Joe.
When you had a chance to, I guess, look up all the people's names, and you stood up here and telling everybody's names and kind of read them out, what was kind of your thoughts going through that?
Reading the names, my first thought was it's just too many names. Like, I mean, there's only 17. So, I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, that's not too bad. But when you're talking about a life and a lot of them being 14, 15, I think back to when I was 14 or 15 and how many things I've done since then that they won't get to experience. So I feel like just reading the names, it's way too many. I feel like even one would be too many just because they're doesn't need to be violence in schools. Like, that's supposed to be your safe place where you feel like you can go and anything's possible.
You were talking to the provost and Dr. Joe a little bit about that, about kind of what's the next step, and you guys were saying go talk to everybody. Mm-hmm. What would be the next step for you, as well as what are you telling other people to do for the next step?
I'd say the next step would just be get the awareness out there. It doesn't have to be something nationwide that people know your name about. It would just be getting it around your community, talking to your family about it, talking about where you're from. Most of us here aren't actually from Jacksonville. So a lot of our families aren't here to witness it, but they're still marching out. So I'd say just advocate wherever you are and get the word out.
Perfect. Is there anything else you want to add? I think that was great.
Nope.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks.
This is a wonderful thing that you guys were doing today.